Welcome to this episode of What's Crap on WhatsApp, the voice note show that investigates the crap shared in your WhatsApp groups. I'm Andisiwe May from podcasting company Volume.
And I'm Taryn Curry from Africa Check, the continent's leading fact-checking organization. We have four claims lined up for today.
Is South Africa the most unequal country in the world?
Did the South African Reserve Bank give a performance award to a bank in Oranje?
Did Microsoft announce plans to disable computers used to post non-mainstream content?
And did South Africans attack Nigerians after the 2024 AFCON semi-final?
Let's find out. So, Taryn, I've heard this claim that South Africa is the most unequal country in the world quite a lot over the years. This time, it was made by the new kid on the block in South African politics, Rise Mzansi, in their election manifesto.
It's a common claim, and with elections fast approaching in South Africa, one that subscribers might hear again and again. Let's start with the facts. In South Africa, inequality is most often viewed through an economic lens. Economic inequality refers to significant differences in how much an individual or group earns, owns, or consumes.
The Gini Index is the most widely used estimate of economic inequality. It provides a score for comparing inequality called the Gini coefficient. It is a number on a scale from 0, which represents perfect equality, to 1, which represents complete inequality.
For income, 0 would mean that everyone has the same income, and 1 would mean that one person receives all the income and everyone else gets nothing.
As its source, Rise Mzansi referred Africa Check to a 2022 World Bank report that looked at inequality in 5 African countries. According to the report, South Africa was the most unequal country in the world, ranking first out of 164 countries.
The most recent estimates put South Africa's Gini coefficient at 0.67. The World Bank's report also estimated that the top 10% of the population held 71% of the wealth.
Now, the World Bank's data is widely considered to be of high quality and reliable. But there are problems with cross-country comparisons, right?
Well, the absence of data from various countries in many years from the bank's database should definitely be considered. Gini data for Gulf countries such as Saudi Arabia, Iraq, Kuwait, and Qatar is limited, despite evidence of high inequality in the region.
Still, an expert told Africa Check that the claim remains factually correct. However, he stressed that the statement should be qualified by saying that South Africa's Gini is the highest in the world of countries for which we have data.
The claim is mostly not crap. Andisiwe, have you heard about Oranje, a controversial settlement in South Africa's Northern Cape province? Apparently, the South African Reserve Bank appointed Oranje OSK Bank as the best co-op community bank in the country.
I saw that claim. Oranje was established in 1991 and has its own schools, radio stations, and even its own money, the Ora. The Ora has its own banknotes, but is not recognized legally as a currency.
Right. And the town does have its own recognized bank, a cooperative registered in 2011. Unlike commercial banks, cooperative banks are owned by members, not shareholders, and emphasize providing services rather than maximizing profits.
While the South African Reserve Bank, SARB, is the country's central bank overseen by the National Assembly, the Cooperative Banks Development Agency, or CBDA, manages co-op banks in the country and is overseen by the National Treasury.
And the SARB does not give awards to banks. After the claim gained traction on social media, the SARB said it was fake news.
The claim is crap. Next up is a claim that could have many worried. It's an article headlined, Microsoft to disable computers of users who share non-mainstream content online.
The article was published by The People's Voice. The website was previously known as Newspunch, which subscribers might recognize as being known for spreading false information.
And let me guess, yep, it includes a photo of Bill Gates, co-founder of the tech company Microsoft, a frequent target of conspiracy theories.
The People's Voice bases its entire claim on a 4-minute, 38-second interview with Satya Nadella, Microsoft's chief executive.
Okay, but does Nadella really reveal that Microsoft plans to disable computers that post non-mainstream content online?
Of course not. In the interview, he discusses artificial intelligence and the challenge of disinformation in the run-up to the 2024 US elections, set for November.
The claim is crap.
Many South Africans would have been disappointed when Nigeria's Super Eagles beat Bafana Bafana 4-2 on penalties in the recent semi-final of the Africa Cup of Nations AFCON football tournament.
Soon after the tense match, three photos appeared on social media claiming to show people in Johannesburg, South Africa's largest city, attacking Nigerians after their team's win.
The first photo shows a man kicking a burning object in a city street with a crowd behind him. The second shows a burning tire and an angry crowd gesturing towards the camera. The third is a blurry photo of a car dealership in flames.
We know soccer fans can be a bit excited at times, but I'm guessing these pictures have nothing to do with the match?
Nope. South Africa's International Relations Department dismissed the warning as a false alarm that created unnecessary tension between the citizens of South Africa and Nigerians living in or visiting South Africa. It said there was no history of soccer hooliganism among South Africans after their many matches.
Google reverse image searches reveal that all three photos are more than 4 years old. The first and third appear in news reports on the September 2019 xenophobic attacks in Gauteng, the South African province that includes Johannesburg. Businesses thought to be owned by migrants were looted and set on fire.
And the second photo was taken the same month in Abuja, Nigeria's capital, during retaliatory attacks on South African companies. Both the first and second can be found on stock image sites. The claim is crap. That's all the time we have for today. Now you know what's crap and what's not.
Your friends and family can sign up for our show over WhatsApp. The number is 082-709-3527. Make sure to save us as a contact in your phone and send us a message.
You can find the show wherever you get your podcasts, from Apple to Spotify. If you listen there, you'll find show notes and a link to the fact checks.
Remember that you can send us a WhatsApp message, a picture, video, link, or voice note that you need fact-checked. Just forward them to us on WhatsApp. Our theme song is composed by John Bartman. I'm Andisuame.
And I'm Taryn Khoury. Bye for now.
Volume.